This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yep, it is free-for-all Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Beautiful afternoon. It is mild and spring-like today and tomorrow, and then the cold blast comes on Sunday. In fact, the high is going to happen Sunday morning. There might be a few showers before we wake up, but temperatures dropping throughout the day. It's going to be cold AF Sunday night, Monday morning, and Monday is going to be a cold day. I don't think it's going to get out of the 40s. So, yeah, a little bit of springtime now, and winter's coming on Sunday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday. Saints are in the Caesars Superdome against the Panthers. We'll talk more about that and some of the big matchups this weekend. And there are so many possibilities when it comes to the playoffs that, to me, this is a really exciting NFL year. And, it'd be a lot better if the Saints were heading for the playoffs, but they're not. But, I still love the NFL as a great escape. You know, I get into games. I watched the game last night. I really didn't care who won. Both of the teams are in our division. But, you know, again, it doesn't matter to the Saints who wins. But I hate the Falcons so much that if they lost, I would have been happy. But they won with a last-second field goal, beating the Bucs last night, 29-28. And I'm telling you, if the Saints had won just three of the games, or maybe now four of the games that they were close to winning, we'd be in the playoff hunt. You know, I mean, our division is so bad right now that, you know, it wouldn't have taken much for us to be in the playoff hunt, but maybe that'll come next year. But I'm looking for a good performance from Tyler Shuck and the Saints this weekend. So anyway, we'll talk more about that. Hey, I've been talking about this for a while and have not gotten to it, and I've been wanting to get to it all week, but I read an article about what to look for in case your child might be radicalized. You know, what we always think when somebody does something and they've been radicalized, some young person's been radicalized, we always wonder, how did the parents not know? So how do you know if your child is being radicalized online? Because you don't know who they're talking to. They don't know who they're talking to. So here are some things to look for, according to some experts. This is what to look for, these behaviors. If you notice that your child is being influenced or controlled by a group, if they seem to be bonding with some kind of group, or if they just have a sudden new influence in their life, you need to be aware of that. Check out and pay attention to any angry desires that they have to change something. If they just suddenly decide something needs to be changed, that could be a sign that they're being radicalized. Spending and just even more time online, and sharing extreme views on social media. This this could come from just spending more time online. So maybe they've caught on to something if you notice that they're spending more time online. So be aware of that. If there's a personal crisis in their life, if there's a need for identity or meaning or belonging to something, look for these things. And of course, always pay attention to mental health issues. If they find themselves always wanting to blame somebody else for their problems or for the problems of the world, that can be a sign they're being radicalized. An intolerance toward anybody else's views that are different from theirs. You know, if they're suddenly intolerant of anybody else's views, they could be radicalized. And, you know, when I go through these descriptions, it's obvious that people on the far right and the far left have been radicalized in their own ways. Also, if you find that your kids are just very secretive, they want to be very vague about who they're talking to online, you should be very suspicious about that, because, you know, if it's not radicalization, I mean, who knows, it could be somebody that's trying to, you know, set them up for some kind of molestation thing. So what is it that you can do to protect your kids from being radicalized? Well, just try to be on top of who they're connecting with online, even the gaming platforms. You know, even through the gaming platforms, people can get to your kids. If you can, spend time talking to them about who they're talking to online. And again, if they seem vague about this, you know they know who they're talking to. I mean, they may not know the intent of these people, but they know who they're talking to. And so if they're vague about talking to you about this, that could be a sign that they're trying to hide something. You know, if you can check on their post, I think, you know, depending on the age of your kid, I think it's okay for parents to check on what their kids are posting. Just remind your kids that they really don't know who they're talking to. This could sound and act like a kid, and it could be a total grown-up. And, you know, some grown-ups know how to artfully present themselves as kids, but they're not kids, and they're setting your kids up for something. So try to be aware of that. Also, make sure that they're aware of the fact that if they are approached by anybody on or offline, you know, you got to tell them how to react to that. Talk to your kids about fake news, about misinformation, about how the social media can direct people in the wrong direction, even though it seems like they're going in the right direction. There are people who are expressing extreme views, and they may even talk about the family or friends, and just let them know that there are going to be some consequences down the road if they follow through with some of these extreme views and extreme ideas. And just try to do the best you can to keep up with technology and figure out really what's going on. So, you know, those are just a few thoughts. And if you're, you know, driving and just listening, I know you're not able to take notes with this, but just listen to some of the things that I've just mentioned and just keep that in your mind and use your own judgment with your kids. I mean, you should know your kids well enough to know whether or not there's something changing with them. But if something is changing with them, it might be because of what they're being influenced with online. Now, before there was the internet, before kids had phones and before there was all the social media stuff, kids were influenced by kids in the neighborhood. You know, there were a few kids that I was friends with, and I didn't have a lot of friends, but I had a couple of friends, and my mom didn't really like them. She thought these kids were a bad influence on me. Not that I did anything wrong, but she just didn't like them. And I guess the way they dressed, and I think my mom might have been a little judgmental, but I think she was very protective of me. And I remember a couple of kids that she didn't really like them, and she thought they were a bad influence on me. So this is something that you can relate to before, if you grew up before the internet, you can relate to this. And if you're a grandparent and your kids are really, really busy, maybe you can pay attention to some of the things that your grandkids are doing online that their parents aren't able to pay attention to. So, you know, be an active grandparent. And I'm sure there are times, especially if you're, you know, close physically and geographically to your grandkids, if you live in the same general area and you spend a lot of time with them, just, you know, they're your grandkids, but, you know, maybe the parents, your kids, don't have time because they're so busy. Maybe you have the time to really kind of notice what they're doing online. So just pay attention to all of that. If you want to join us with a comment, it is a Free for All Friday. And the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, Scoot, man. Thanks for having me on again. See, I would like to share with y'all, because the other day you were talking about the aircraft flying over New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And back here, we live back here by the Honey Island Swamp.
Yeah.
By the, by Stennis, basically, by the Pearl River. And you hear, they war game back there. I mean, big time war game.
Oh,
this
really?
Right, no small stuff. Oh, man, you hear, it'll start off sometimes, like, you can hear them make contact, where you hear, pop, 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 then you hear, like, with like a, how is like a gun, just a zip gun, zipping away. You hear a small arm fire. Then you'll start hearing like big bombs almost going off. Boom, boom, da, da, bee, bee.
Wow.
You hear some, they are really war ganging back there.
And wait, who do you think is doing that?
Oh, military. I had talked to a guy when I was at JPCC back years ago. And we called him GI because government issue. He was a military guy. And he told me, because I told him I live back here. And he's like, yeah, they got SEALs and other people wargaming back there. He said his own friends used to go back here and do type shooting stuff back here and all that.
You don't think it's not malicious. I mean, it's the actual military.
No. I believe it's actual military.
Okay.
Because we've seen Ospreys flying over from back there.
Yeah.
They buzzed our house and about sucking to the ground. Helicopters, military helicopters back there. And another thing that's really cool over there, since Stennis is over there, they do the rocket test back there. And they do these incredible rocket tests that used to only last about 8 seconds, but lately they've been lasting about 2 minutes. And when these rockets are being tested, it shakes everyone's house in the neighborhood. I mean, everyone's aware of it.
I can
maybe
imagine.
Way out even towards guards, maybe, towards cross gates. They can probably hear it over there. These are like really, when they're testing these rockets, it's super freaking loud. It's
so there's a lot of vibration in the air?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It shakes the whole trailer. We can use it and steal it. Because the trailer just starts shaking, like, Mom, I think they're testing the rockets again.
Wow.
It's like, if you're in your bed, you can literally feel the whole room shaking. It's incredible. And it seems to be like with the war games, they like the coldest nights, when it's like super, super cold out, is when I can stick my head out the back door and hear them out there shooting and popping off. And I tell you, some of it is just incredible. The amount of firepower going on out there.
Mm.
And it seems like they're doing their job. They're really out there getting into it, man. So that's good to know that they're out there practicing for whatever they're planning on getting into.
Well, good. I'm glad you have that attitude about it.
Yeah, man. You got to, man. That's their space back there. We don't go back there.
I wouldn't.
I kind of, you think sometimes, like, man, I wonder if they ever creep back around our houses, because our houses bump up to the swamp. So I've had that thought sometimes, like, I think guys are back there. But another thing I want to share with you, too, Scoot, is I would love to see, the other day you're talking about Australia kind of backing away from social media and all that, and I think a way to do that would be the radio. The radio, and even going back to classifieds and magazines, or even like WWL could start doing programming at night to get people more off their social media and back onto the radio. Radio is very enjoyable, calling in. I think y'all have room for more hours in the night for people to be tuning into the radio. Now, even after the sports guys.
Yeah, the key.
3 hours in the day and 2 hours at night, man, where you can come back on and or even have another host come on at night and just have people kind of putting their phones down and listening to the radio, kind of getting away from online. And
you know, James, a lot of that's a good idea, but there are a lot of good ideas on paper that are not financially practical, or they're just not practical because, you know, the audience isn't there. And it would take a lot, it would take an awful lot to get kids, young people who need to be influenced in a different direction. It would take a lot to get them to turn on the radio at night and turn off their phones. It would probably be better to do something on social media for them.
Well, you don't want to come back on at 8 o'clock and do another 3 hours every day?
Well, it's a thought.
Because, I mean, you make it sound like it's, it's impossible to get young people. You just don't want to be the one that we call with, like, hey, Scoot, congratulations. You got another 3 hours every day.
Let me tell you, if I were given the opportunity and it were worth it, I would do it.
You'd do the top eight at 8 again.
I would do the top eight. Well, you know, when I first came back,
Remember those days?
I did 8 to midnight, and I believe it was Ian who first labeled me the bumper Nazi, because everybody else just, you know, played the regular bumper music that's in the system, and I came with a list that go, no, we're going to do this song here and this song here, and so, you know, with the other board ops and the other people at the station, Ian labeled me the bumper Nazi.
Me and Jordan and Mark and all the other guys, we were like, who does this guy think he is coming in here with the music already picked out? That's not how we do things around here. Well, 16 years later, the way we do things.
All right. And I appreciate your effort in that area. All right. So we'll get to a few texts coming up. What do you give a kid that has everything? I mean, my grandkids have a lot of toys. I mean, a lot of toys. They just gave a lot of toys away, but they still have a lot of toys. It's so hard to buy for them. But my daughter-in-law gave me an idea a couple of weeks ago, and it coincides with something that I recently read in an article about just a different way to think about a Christmas gift for kids that seem to have everything. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Hanukkah starts this Sunday. And this, of course, is a seasonal classic. And happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listeners, I love this. I think it's brilliant. A great holiday song, the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler. We're going to play another version of this. There's a part four that we have from Concert, and I'll play that on the show Monday. Hanukkah begins this Sunday and runs through December the 22nd. And very happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners. I'm Scoot on the air, and thanks for being with us on this Free for All Friday. So what do you give the kid that has everything? I mean, I talked about this earlier. You know, some kids are going to get one present for Christmas, and they're going to be thrilled and happy to get one present. I have to admit that I spoiled my son. My grandkids are spoiled, and they just get everything, and they have too much. I mean, they like it, but they still have too much. So I was talking to my daughter-in-law recently about what to get the grandkids for Christmas this year. And she said, we just have so many toys. They've got so many toys and so many stuffed animals and all that stuff. Why don't you give them something that is something fun for them to go do. And I'm also reading an article from, this is from New Orleans Mom, and Paige Bennett Primke is a contributor to New Orleans Mom. And one of her suggestions is to give the gift of an experience. You know, something like going somewhere, like the Audubon Zoo, or the aquarium, or, you know, some maybe a trip somewhere. Now, I know that can be, you know, really pricey, but you know what I'm talking about. For the kids that have so much, you know, they're not going to remember another toy. They're going to remember something that they did. So this would be a very memorable thing for them, but give them an experience. And you can think of things that they like to do. I know when the weather gets cold, the swamp tours are not that, not that popular, but I think they still go on. And I think when it, you know, warms up, I think the gators come out and, you know, that's cool to see. So maybe it's a swamp tour or something like that. You can think of something, even something as simple as a movie. But just think about an experience you can give them. Like there are some things in Portland that my grandson wants to do. There's some things in Portland my granddaughter wants to do. So I'm going to try to give them an experience instead of a gift. This year for my son's birthday, I gave him a gift of a suite at the Ritz-Carlton in downtown Portland. And he and his wife went to the Ritz-Carlton and, you know, went to dinner and they just had a great night. And it was a night away from the kids and they just, put a little duct tape on them and stick them to the wall and then go out and have a good time. And so they had fun at the Ritz-Carlton. Although my son was profiled there, I haven't told that story on the air yet. My son's mom is from Panama, so my son is slightly darker. He's darker than I am, and he's slightly darker, and he's got tattoos, like a lot of tattoos, and my son gets profiled by hotel security, and he's in the bathroom, and they're telling me he has to leave the hotel, and he says, "I'm a guest here. We're checking out." "Well, we don't believe you," and this escalated, and they surround him, and now they're demanding that he leave the hotel. I'm not sure exactly how that broke away, but he finally told him the room that he was in, and they did go check on him, and they found out that he was indeed checking out of the hotel. And his car was already pulled up by valet, and they gave him the key, and they just didn't believe anything that he said about valet or about anything, you know, with checking out. They apologized, but he was pretty angry. And here's my son wearing, like, you know, the clothes he was wearing were like worth like $2,000. You know, it was like serious designer stuff, but yet it's relaxed and in his own style. And as I say, he's got a lot of tattoos. And so he fits a certain, I guess, profile. And I told him, you know, when he was first driving, I said, because of your, the piercings that you have in your ears and because of your tattoos, you may be profiled by police. And a couple of times he was. And I said, if you are profiled, you respect the police and listen to them and do exactly what they say because you're not doing anything wrong. And so he did get out of it and convince him, but, you know, very resentful. And it just goes to show you how sensitive people are today, because here's my son who was doing nothing wrong. And it really did sort of kind of mess up the whole ambiance of the end of the nice stay that I purchased for him at the Ritz-Carlton in downtown Portland. And I resent that. And you know, he's profiled because, what, he's got tattoos? Profiled because, what, his clothes don't look like clothes that you know, that you wear? But yet they were very, very expensive clothes. So I don't know. You know, and yeah, and then, anyway, I won't go any further, but there was nothing about him that should have been profiled, and yet he was, and it just goes to show you how sensitive people are these days. So, yeah, I gave him, I mean, he's got what he needs, but I, you know, gave him that experience. So, and you know, maybe that's another thing. I mean, if there's a nice hotel and the kids could have fun somewhere, I know, you know, pools are, you know, for the most part, you know, you're not going to use a pool this time of year, but, you know, for birthdays or things around the summertime, you know, just taking the family to a downtown hotel, wherever they live, like here in New Orleans, and let the kids, you know, have fun just being in a hotel one night and using the pool. I mean, that can be a great gift. So this Christmas, for kids that have everything, think about an experience that you can give them, because that's something they might remember long beyond a gift of a toy or a stuffed animal or something like that, because many of them have so much of that. All right, if you have a comment, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. If anybody knows anything about the West End Boat Parade, I think it's Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a boat parade. I found out from Tammy Lachey, one of our account executives. She was sitting at the table with me last night at the WWL Odyssey holiday Christmas party, and she was telling me about, she and her husband have a boat, and she was telling me about her boat with the Christmas octopus. And I think we all know how important the octopus is to the whole Christmas celebration. So it's the Christmas octopus that they have on their boat to look for that. And the boat parade is at West End. It's going to go by Felix's and just all of those restaurants in that area. So if you know the route, if you know anything about that, you can give us a call or send me a text message. Send me a text message, and we'll get to that coming up. All right, Free for All Friday. This is a cover of a Christmas classic, and this is U2. Hey, soon this is going to turn into Friday night. I'll mention that the Top Cats are playing tonight with some Christmas music at Rockin' Bowl. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Michael in Bogalusa. Hey, Michael, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I was listening to you yesterday afternoon when you were concerned about the planes.
Yeah.
And it stuck in my mind that I was a freshman in high school and there was a crash in Brooklyn. Now, by some odd coincidence, my youngest brother, who's a deacon in that parish there back in New York, he sent me St. Augustine's, which was the parish it happened in. And sure enough, this is what happened. Okay, on December 16th, 1960, with 1,500 students present in the classrooms that morning, a United Airlines DC-8, which had collided with a TWA aircraft over Staten Island, narrowly missed the school building and crashed a block away, killing 6 people and all 128 passengers.
Wow.
So now I also know, because I was a lower middle class neighborhood. We lived out, used to be called Idlewild, then it became Kennedy, but it was surrounded by a lot of swamps, which is not anymore. But the wealthier neighborhoods didn't want the planes flying over that neighborhood, so they flew the planes over the lower middle class neighborhood.
It's quite common for wealthier neighborhoods to have influence over flight patterns and where planes fly. And I tell you, when you take off out of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, around Newport Beach and that area, when you take off out of that area, it's almost like the plane is in a sharp turn, like they're going to head to the ground or something. They make a very sharp turn as soon as they take off. I'm assuming it's safe, but it is to protect the noise over a rich neighborhood.
So what I'm saying basically is that I found out in my life is they don't have any respect for you, for New Orleans. I mean, why don't they fly over some neighborhoods in Florida? It's just the way they're treating us with contempt.
Yeah.
And your nervousness is well founded, because eventually another plane crashed over a middle class neighborhood, because it was diverted away from the wealthier neighborhoods.
Yeah. It's sad that there is that kind of hierarchy in America. Michael, I appreciate you bringing that up, and I hope you have a great weekend. There are wealthy neighborhoods that have more influence than middle class or lower class neighborhoods. And I'll tell you right now, that's one of the reasons why New Orleans East has been neglected for so many years. There are not as many affluent people there as there are elsewhere, and New Orleans East, up until this point, even by LaToya Cantrell, has been treated like a stepchild of the city. Let's go to Metairie. Frankie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Good to talk to you. Basically, I was calling in to see if you could make sense of how the closed primary was set up, in that, I qualified as the only no-party candidate on a congressional ticket in Louisiana last year, and we got 67, 81 votes. I only know maybe 100 people, and half of them didn't vote for me, I guarantee you. Now, I spent $600 to be on that ballot as an unaffiliated, no-party registered voter.
Yeah.
Right? There's 831,000 people in Louisiana that aren't registered to Republican or Democrat. Now, there's only 900,000 Democrats, 950,000 Republicans, and any one of those 900, 950, they can spend $2,500 to get on the ballot for House. They can spend $5,000 or $6,000 to get on the ballot for Senate. I can go there with $10 million, Scoot, and they won't let me on the ballot next February.
Yeah. Well,
can you make sense of that for me?
No, I can't, Frankie. I wish I could, but I can't. Close primaries are a way of securing extreme candidates, particularly on the right. And I don't like closed primaries. They should be open on both sides. But because of the math, and I don't have time to get into it on the show on this free-for-all Friday afternoon, but if you remind me, we'll talk about it another time. But the way things are set up with closed primaries, the more extreme they can control the more extreme, the more ultra-conservative candidates winning, because the other vote, the moderate vote, is split up among so many people. And then there's the one candidate that's the more extreme candidate. And this is the way President Trump got to win the nomination. The more extreme candidate gets more of the votes because all of the moderate votes are spread among all of the moderate voters. I mean, all of the moderate candidates. And so you've got concentration. The number of concentrated voters for the extreme candidate are not as great as the collective number of all the moderate voters, but since they're all spread out, the more extreme candidate ends up winning. And that's as far as I want to go with that there, but it's a way of trying to control the extreme candidate getting the nomination. And I don't like close primaries, and that's what we have in Louisiana, but that's what we have in Louisiana. It's kind of sad. All right, heading out this weekend. I hope you have a safe weekend. Celebrate, have fun, just be safe. All right, coming up next, it's Saints legend Deuce McAllister and voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, for Fans and the Pro, and they'll talk about the Saints and the Panthers this weekend. Also, following that at 7 o'clock, it's a championship edition of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup with Ian Ozan, and they're going to be live in the Caesars Superdome. All right, I think the Saints have a good chance of beating the Panthers this weekend. Here's some big games. The Bills and the Patriots, the Packers and the Broncos, and the Colts and the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks beat the Colts. I don't want the Chiefs to win, but I think the Chiefs beat the Chargers in that game. And I really don't want the Cowboys to win, but I think they beat the Vikings. Should be some good games. Hey, I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank you for being part of this show. Have a great, safe weekend. We are back together on Monday. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.